Today is Wednesday, July 17th, 2019, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. Ugh. I know this is a personal journal podcast, and so you don't expect me to be, like, host mode all the time. You know, like, always happy and hosting and all that kind of stuff, but I really debated about whether I was going to record tonight because I'm in a shitty, shitty mood. Like, a really bad mood. Work is not going well. Work has been stressful for a long time, and I think I've mentioned it on the show before.
But
sorry, I leaned over. But work is really stressful, and it's really hard to explain, but basically I decided about a year ago to switch teams. And my manager is a manager in California, and I just thought it would better align me for the things that I wanted to do for my career. And I just, I have never felt supported by my manager, but he doesn't give me good feedback. When I ask him, am I doing okay? He says, yes, you're doing great, yada, yada. But yet he favors the employees in the California office. And the product that I'm working on, I'm really passionate about what I'm working on, but he hasn't given me the resources that I need to do what needs to be done. Everything I've done has had to be, you know, without really, he gives me lip service, but not really support in the way of budget or in the way of, you know, other things like that. And it's really hard to explain, but so he hired some people in the California office that started on working something very similar to what I'm working on. And what it's boiling down to is he's saying we need to bring everything together into one big thing, but the guys in California don't even want to consider, they don't want to consider collaborating or anything. They just want to dictate exactly what it's going to be. And I just feel like, you know, I've been working on this thing for 2 years, and I don't know, and this is probably as boring as crap to all of you listeners, but this is a personal journal podcast, and I just had to, you know, I feel like shit. And so I'm even debating, like, do I keep this job? But I make good money. I mean, there's the joke that I'm in the 1% of Arkansas. I don't think that's true. But I do make good money. But I actually, you know, I know I said in the podcast yesterday that I got an email from a recruiter. I actually emailed the recruiter back and asked, like, you know, could I work remotely? What? Give me some more details of the position. What would the pay be? I mean, I'm looking at other jobs at Walmart because I really just don't feel like my manager's got my back. And I really feel he's going to favor the California folks because he's in California. He sees them every day. I don't know. And I was hoping it would turn out really well when I made the decision to move to this team. I thought, you know, structurally, it was the best move for me because the company was getting rid of QA. And I thought, oh, this will be a really great move. And it's turning out to be very frustrating. So I don't know. So I'm sorry to bitch and complain on the podcast. Maybe some of you have gone through career struggles. You know, I'm almost 41 years old. And to be honest, I don't really know what I want to be. I mean, when I got out of school, I was a music major. And I decided that stressed me out too much. And I decided I would go into computer science. And I started in an insurance company. And I worked my way into, you know, test automation and into QA. And I became as much of an expert at that as I could be. But I don't love automation or QA. I do really like programming, but I've gotten myself to a position now where I'm above just a plain old programmer. So, like, I can't just go back and say, oh, put me on a team and let me develop, you know? Because, again, that would be a pay cut. That would be probably a lowering of position, all that kind of stuff. And I have gotten to a point where I feel like I'd like to have ownership of something that I'm doing. But I don't even know. I mean, heck, if they paid good money on it, I seriously would go work on a freaking cruise ship. I seriously. Anyway, so now that we've had that downer, let's talk about day 7 of the cruise. Anyway, I really apologize for that, but I had to get that off my chest. So, I mean, I'll be giving future updates about this. I have no idea what I'm going to do, but I ate very poorly tonight because I was so stressed out. All right. So, day 7 of the cruise was a sea day, but it was a visit to Glacier National Park. So, Glacier National Park is, it's, you can't actually get off the ship and go on to land. It's like the glacier is out in the ocean, or it's hugging a mountain that goes right up to the edge of the ocean. So the cruise ship gets as close as it can, and then we paid for an extra excursion where there's a ferry type boat that docks alongside the cruise ship. I didn't even know they could do that or that they would do that, but it pulls up alongside the cruise ship. They lower a ramp thing, and you actually transfer from the cruise ship to this other boat or ship. And it was really cool. We actually did that, and so we had to, again, it was another early day. We had to get up early and disembark. And we disembarked, and we basically got on this ship, and they had a naturalist, and they had, you know, all, they had hot chocolate, and they had a snack bar, and they had all this stuff that you could do. The hot chocolate was actually very good. It was really thick. It was like that hot chocolate where it feels like they literally just melted some really good chocolate and just maybe loosened it up a little with some heavy cream or something. I mean, seriously, it looked like that. It reminded me of that movie. There was this movie, I think it was called Chocolat or something like that, where this woman, and I can't remember her name, but she was a French actress that got pretty popular in the United States after that movie. She was making this fancy hot chocolate with spices in it or something. I don't know. And it was a love story and whatever, but it was really thick hot chocolate. So day 7, it says, "That's right, the most exciting place to be at this very moment is right here. As a citizen of our nation, you're free to roam the deck to deck and ask yourself why not. Do everything you've wanted to do all cruise long, or do nothing at all. Either way, we want you to make sure you enjoy your last day at sea to the fullest." And they didn't really, you know, they don't say anything about the glacier, but the glacier was absolutely beautiful. And this glacier is the only one in Alaska that is still growing. And it does this thing called calving where the ice falls off the outer edges into the water. So it's like an avalanche, but it does it a lot. So while we were viewing the glacier, and the boat that we were on got within about a half a mile, the cruise ship was able to get about a mile away or a mile and a half. And we could actually see these big chunks of ice falling off. And they say if it's doing that, that means it's expanding, because the expanding is what's making these, and it's called calving. The expanding causes the calving. So that was really fun, and we had a really good time, and I think that lasted about 2 hours, and then we went back to the ship, and we hung around. There was another magic show that we went to, the magician, and actually it was a close-up magic show, and he did really well at sleight of hand and close-up, so I really enjoyed that. And he was funny as well. So, I mean, I really enjoyed the banter, and it was a much more personal. They had a camera over the table, and he was doing card tricks and stuff. So even if you weren't close, you could see exactly what was going on. So that was really enjoyable. And then other than that, we just tried to do all the things that we hadn't done on the ship. So we worked out again. We used the spa for one last time. And late that night, there was a comedian, and, you know, they had their final show, and we were counting the day. We were like, from about day 2 of the cruise, we were counting, oh, we only have 5 more days left. And then we were like, oh, we only have 4 more days left, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Probably because I've been so stressed about my job, I really didn't want to come back home. But so late that night, around 10:30 or 11, after the last show, I was like, oh, we've got to go to the casino because we haven't done that yet. So we went to the casino. I played blackjack. I don't have time to get into detail, but my strategy was working perfectly. And then I got impatient and I started going against my strategy and I ended up losing all of my money that I had put. It was only $100, but at one point I was like, I don't know, $30 or $40 over the $100. And if I had stopped, I would have made $30 or $40. I know that's not much, but I'm not a big gambler. Ugh. I guess that's what gets you when you gamble. You don't know when to stop. And then we had never done the mini golf. So around midnight, I was like, oh, let's go try the mini golf. We need to do everything before it's over. It was so windy and cold. It was still light outside at midnight, but it was too windy because the ship was moving and we couldn't do it. I would lay the ball down on the mini golf on the green and the ball would roll by itself because of the wind. All right, well, I'm going to end it there. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me. Tell me all about your career stress, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. And you can find many, many more LGBT and LGBT-friendly shows at pride48.com. See you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.